मनां श्री उद्धव उवाच संशयः शृण्वतो वाचम् तव योगेश्वरेश्वर न निवर्तत आत्मस्तो येन भ्राम्यति मे मन। श्री उद्धव उवाच संशयः शृण्वतो वाचम् तव योगेश्वरेश्वर न निवर्तत आत्मस्तो येन भ्राम्यति मे मन। We will read word by word translation. Shri Uddhava Vacha. Shri Uddhava said, Samshaya, doubt. Shrinvataha, of the one who is hearing. Vacham, the words. Tava, your. Yoga Ishvara, of the lords of mystic power. Ishvara, you who are the Lord. Nanivartate, will not go away. Atma, in the heart. Sta, situated. Yena, by which. Brahmyati, is bewildered. Me, my. Manaha, mine. Translation and purport. Translation. Shiva Uddhava said, O Lord of all masters of mystic power, I have heard your words, but the doubt in my heart does not go away. Thus my mind is bewildered. Purport. In the first verse of the 10th chapter of this canto, the Lord stated that one should take shelter of Him and execute one's duties within the Varnashram system without material desire. Uddhava interpreted this statement as recommending karma mishra bhakti or devotional service mixed with a tendency toward fruitive activities. It is a fact that until one understands Lord Krishna to be everything, it is not possible to retire from ordinary worldly duties. Rather, one is encouraged to offer the fruits of such work to the Lord. In verse 4 of the 10th chapter, the Lord recommended that one retire from worldly duties and systematically cultivate knowledge, accepting him as the supreme. Uddhava understood this instruction to indicate Jnana Mishra Bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord, mixed with the secondary desire to accumulate knowledge. Beginning with verse 35 of the 10th chapter, Uddhava inquired about the process of material conditioning and liberation from material life. The Lord replied elaborately, stating that without devotional service, the process of philosophical speculation can never be perfected. In chapter 11, verse 18, the Lord emphasized the importance of faith in Supreme Personality of God. And in verse 23, Krishna extensively widened his discussion of devotional service, emphasizing that one should be faithful and hear and chant the glories of the Lord. The Lord concluded that both the development and perfection of devotional service depend on association with the devotees. In verse 26 of the 11th chapter, Uddhava inquired about the actual ways and means of devotional service and about the symptoms of devotional perfection. And in verse 48, Lord Krishna stated that unless one takes to the process of devotional service, one's attempt for liberation will be useless. One must associate with the devotees of the Lord and follow in their footsteps. Finally, in verse 14th of this chapter, the Lord categorically rejected the paths of fruitive activities and mental speculation, and in verse 15 recommended that one exclusively surrender unto him with all one's heart. Having received such elaborate and technical instructions on the perfection of life, Uddhava is bewildered and his mind is afflicted with doubt about what he should actually do. Lord Krishna has described many procedures and the results of such procedures, all of which ultimately lead to the single goal of Lord Krishna himself. Uddhava therefore desires that Lord Krishna state in simple terms what should be done. Arjuna makes a similar request of the Lord at the beginning of the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Uddhava is stating here, "My dear Krishna, my dear friend Krishna, first you recommended that I perform worldly activities with the Varnashram system, and then you advise that I reject such activities and take to the path of philosophical research. Now rejecting the path of Jnana, you recommend that I simply surrender unto you in Bhakti Yoga. If I accept your decision, in the future you may again go back to your original point and recommend worldly activities." By his boldness in disclosing his mind, Uddhava reveals his intimate friendship with Lord Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసాది కౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So here in this verse, Shivuddhava is accepting Lord's words, and he is accepting also that his mind is bewildered. Not because of material anxieties or things of this material world, but because Lord Krishna gave certain instructions, certain guidelines in the previous chapters, and now Lord himself is, it appears that it is contradictory. Lord is asking him to perform his duties in the Varnashram system, then he is asking to cultivate knowledge, and then he is telling that without devotional service, knowledge is not complete. And in that way, Lord is bringing him to the higher and higher levels of understanding. And sometimes this may appear to be contradictory. Even when Lord Krishna was telling Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, Arjuna's condition was, he was depressed, he was not willing to fight, he wanted to run away from the battle. But Lord Krishna, first of all, he cleared his doubt. Because Arjuna's bewilderment was on the bodily platform. He was thinking that he is going to fight, he is going to kill all his brothers, relatives, elders, gurus, teachers. They were all standing in front of him in the opposite army, and he was thinking himself to be the cause of the activities, sinful activities. So which was on the bodily platform. He was thinking that I am going to do something. This Kandivdhari Arjun, he is going to kill all of them. So he did not want to engage in some such kind of sinful activities. He was thinking that it is quite sinful. And in the very first chapter, he can see the symptoms. What may happen if I kill? All the soldiers will be killed. their wives will become widows. And then there will be Varnasankar system, Varnasankar in the society. And all the purificatory processes, Shraddha, Tarpana, all these processes will not be performed. And their ancestors will fall down. He was quite analytical. And he was giving all the reasonings to avoid the fight. Because that is also correct. Whatever Lord Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, his doubts, his indecision, why he is not willing to fight. It is all correct. It is all justified. But as long as he was giving this knowledge or in discussing with Lord Krishna, Krishna did not speak anything. Because as long as we think that we know something, then the knowledge will not flow. Will not be in a submissive mood of hearing. We think that I know better. And I have all the reasons what I should do and what I should not do. So similarly Arjuna's condition was like that. He thought that he knew things. But Krishna did not speak anything. When he surrendered to Lord Krishna, he understood, Arjuna understood that no, I cannot, my mind is getting bewildered. Karpanya dosho apadisvabhava purchami tvam dharma sammudaje yashrehasyanishantam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. Finally, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna. He understood that without surrendering to the authority, I cannot come to the higher understanding. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that this material world, the system of material activities, is a source of perplexity. It is so much confusing. What should I do in this world? What should I do? What decision I should take? What is the right path? What is my duty? It is quite confusing. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains that therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master. One who is situated in transcendental knowledge. He knows what is the right course of action, what is the right consciousness in which one should perform one's duties. That is very, very important to understand. Because we cannot avoid performing any activity, whether one is in the material life or in the spiritual life. One has to perform activities. Na karmanam anarambham nishkarmam purushosnate. Lord Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita that one cannot achieve the state of nishkarma by refraining from activities. One cannot say that no, I won't do this activity so that I will not get incurred into the reactions. So therefore I stopped doing the activity. That was the exact position of Arjuna. He wanted to stop fighting because he thought that it is sinful. And therefore he did not want to fight. So that there will not be any sinful reactions of fighting. Because whatever activities we perform in this material world, there'll be always some reaction. And we get entangled. The activities or the karma is so intricate that whatever, we cannot stop doing any activity, and when we perform activity, there is some reaction. And we have to suffer for that reaction sooner or later. And in this way, we continue the cycle of karma, karma bandhan. Birth after birth, it appears that there is no chance of liberating from that. It appears like that. But the right consciousness has to be developed. And here, in Uddhava Gita and in Bhagavad Gita, both places, Lord Krishna is systematically bringing Uddhava and Arjuna on the higher level of understanding. This is very, very important to understand. Lord Krishna explained Arjuna that you are mourning for that which is not worthy of grief, this body. You think that this body will get destroyed, which will be ultimately, because jatase dhruvar mrityor dhruvam janmam mrityasya cha, for one who has taken birth in this material world, death is sure. One cannot say that I will not die. We may say, but time will not forgive us. Time will not wait for us. So death is certain. As sure as death, it is said. But that should not make us so fearful and depressed that we don't live in the proper consciousness. Because by living in the proper consciousness, that is a path of liberation. When one performs activities in proper consciousness, then only one will be elevated to the higher and higher levels. And therefore, Lord Krishna, first of all, he explained the system of Varnashram system, that at least follow this path so that you are under the house of Vedas, that you perform activities in the right direction with the right guidance, by accepting right authorities. And in that way you will remain protected. So Uddhava, we can see that he heard that. And in fact, both Uddhava and Arjuna, it appears that they are bewildered. But Krishna is making them instrument so that this great knowledge can be explained. When Arjuna also, he at the beginning of third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says that jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janamthi takkim karmani ghore maam niyojasi keshava. That he is explaining, that telling Arjuna, telling Krishna, that why you want me to engage in this ghastly warfare activities? Tatkim karmani ghorema. It's a very ghastly activity, fighting, killing. So why you want to be engaged in such kind of ghastly activities? And then he's saying, Vyamishrena vakyema, no? Buddhim mohoya sivame. Tadekam vada nishtitya. Yeha shreyam apnayam. That by speaking equivocal words, my intelligence is bewildered. My mind is bewildered. Buddhim mohoyasi. My intelligence is bewildered. And how that we can see in the second chapter. Lord Krishna explained the symptoms of soul. He gave a complete analysis. What are the symptoms of soul? First of all, he eradicated that concept that you are this body. He explained that you are not this material body. You are spirit soul. Spirit soul is eternal. It doesn't die. Body may die, but spirit soul remains eternal. So therefore, you are eternal. You don't have to worry. And all these soldiers are also eternal on the spiritual platform. So he brought Arjuna on that platform. He elevated his understanding that you are lamenting for this body, but try to understand that you are not this material body. That is a fundamental understanding, has to be very clear. We are suffering in this material world for so many lifetimes because of our strong identification with this material body. We are identifying with this material body so badly, and we do so many activities for this body throughout day, years after years. But this body is ultimately perishable. It is going to die. But while remaining in this body, when we perform activities for spirit soul, then that will help us. So therefore, Lord Krishna explained, give the complete analysis of the soul in second chapter. And then he explains that Esha te bita sankhe buddhi yoge timam shrana buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. This is a little turning point. First of all, he analyzes everything. And then he explained that buddhi yoga, he brought the concept of performing activities without desiring fruitive results. Nishkam karma. So he brought again Arjuna to do some activity. He explained that you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. So as long as that kind of analysis Lord Krishna was giving, he was okay. Arjuna was okay. He was accepting, okay, Krishna is not asking me to fight now. He is just explaining, okay, you are not this body and a spirit soul, that is fine. But again he brought, okay, buddhi yoga, karma bandham prahasyasi. So you will be liberated from the bondage of karma when you act on the platform of buddhi yoga, working without fruitive desires. And then he explains, then he starts explaining bhakti yoga actually, karma yoga. Slowly he starts introducing neha bhikramana shosti pratyavayo na vidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahate bhaya. That even little endeavor on this path can give one, can save one from the greatest type of danger. That is Lord Krishna is slowly how he is bringing. And then the famous verse, karmanye vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadacham. That you have a right to perform your duties, but you are not, you do not have any right for the fruits of your action. You cannot claim that. And then in 49th verse, Lord Krishna explains, durena yavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya. So again, Lord Krishna is telling, durena yavaram karma, keep all these abominable activities far distant by buddhi yoga. So this kind of philosophy, when Arjuna was hearing, it was little difficult. Because Krishna at first time, he says, do you act? And then again he's saying that durena yavaram karma, do not act. So the chapter 3 begins with Arjuna's dilemma. Vyamishrane vakyena buddhi mohaya sivame. That Arjuna is also bewildered. It appears Arjuna is bewildered. Of course, Krishna's eternal associates, they do not get bewildered. But for the sake of us, they appear to be bewildered. So Lord Krishna explains that lokesmin dvedha loka nishta pura prokta mayanu jnana yogena sankhyana karma yogena yogina. That Krishna tells that there are two types of people in this material world. Jnana yogena sankhyana, that those who are trying to understand everything by analysis, by analytical study, cultivating knowledge, learning. In this today's world also, there is so much of information given. Information and no transformation. It doesn't lead anyone. Nothing is changed. We just consume so much information. And all the material data packages are increasing. But there is no transformation. Nothing is transformed. The person is still, he is not able to solve the basic problems of his life. So therefore, without devotional service, without coming to the path of devotional service, the knowledge also is incomplete. So therefore, these two paths, Sankhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, they are like, Srila Prabhupada, he has explained so clearly that Sankhya Yoga is like finding the root of the tree. And Bhakti Yoga is like watering the root of the tree. So Sankhya Yoga means trying to understand this material world through analytical study and to find what is the root cause of all causes. So somebody, if he is inquisitive, then one will come to the right process, right path, right conclusion. What is the source of this material world, material elements, living entities, different species of life? Do they just come by chance? Does it happen automatically? Have you any experience of something created by chance? So in this way, when somebody goes more into that process of analytical understanding, I want to find out what is the source. Then ultimately one has to come to this point that there has to be some creator. Without creator, there cannot be any creation. So therefore, that creator, the supreme creator, cannot be an ordinary person. This whole material cosmos has been created. It is working so perfectly. It is going on for years and years. So many thousands and millions of years it is going on. So what is the source? Who has created all this? So when someone comes to that conclusion, someone understands that there has to be creator, then he is coming to the right path. Then his queries will be answered. he will come to the right understanding in due course of time. And then, ultimately, it is not just understanding that, but when he understands that I have to perform devotional activity, I need to serve that person, the source, I have to water the root of the tree. Worshipping the Supreme Lord is like watering the root of the tree. When we water the root of the tree, all the leaves, branches, fruits, flowers, all living entities also get nourished. They all get benefited. So, therefore, that is very, very important to understand, to develop our right consciousness. Uddhava, he accepted first the system, but then he said that it is somewhat like karma mishra bhakti. Okay, I have to perform varnashram system, but it doesn't appeal to him so much. For some people, varnashram is the ultimate. Everyone should follow on varnashram. Even in ISKCON, we have a lot of schools of thoughts. And there are very strong minded devotees. They want that everyone should follow that. And there is no chance beyond that. But how to follow that? Where is how to develop the system? There is no answer. But just it is going on. Of course, Srila Prabhupada also wanted that. But there has to be proper culture, proper setup, proper systems to follow that. Proper understanding has to be there to accept that I am Shudra or I am lower than Shudra. Although I may be given Brahman initiation or, but what are my activities? Is it just the external ritual? No, it is not just the external ritual that makes someone Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya. It is a consciousness. Therefore, developing that proper consciousness is important. And this whole process of when somebody comes to that path, karma mishra bhakti, Uddhava rejected that it is the karma mishra bhakti, then Krishna is telling, okay, you cultivate knowledge. So he says that, oh, through knowledge, it is like jnana mishra bhakti, I don't want that also. Because ultimate, in the beginning, Uddhava was like a great scholar. He was tremendously knowledgeable person. He was a disciple of Brihaspati. So we can understand what kind of, and it was not just one of the disciples. But he was a foremost disciple. He was a very, very qualified disciple of Brihaspati. So his understanding was quite deep. And through that understanding, he had come to certain higher levels of conclusions. And when Krishna had sent him to Vrindavan to give the message to the gopis, that time he witnessed still more higher understanding. He had witnessed that these devotees of Lord Krishna, they may look like illiterate coward girls, but they are very, very elevated in consciousness. They are ultimately constantly thinking of Lord. They are crying for Lord Krishna. Here I have come to tell them to not cry for Krishna. The ultimate conclusion of all these scriptures and Vedas is to cry for Lord Krishna. And I am coming and going to tell him that do not cry for Krishna. This is such a contradiction. So therefore, he had already elevated himself. He understood that they are the great devotees. So he thought that, okay, even cultivating knowledge is like a jnana mishra bhakti. He did not want that. And through cultivating knowledge, one has to purify one's senses. And through the purified senses, only one can go to the higher level of understanding. So at that time, one comes to the understanding that without surrendering to spiritual master, without taking the process of devotional service, I cannot make progress. I cannot go beyond this material world. Otherwise, I may remain in the material world, or I may get elevated to Brahma Jyoti, and then again, after Brahma Jyoti, Anadruta Yushma Dangraya, Patanti. Because I don't develop devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord, again I had to come down. So therefore, this process of devotional service, Lord Krishna is telling that is the ultimate. One has to come to the final conclusion. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. That I have to perform devotional service. And it begins with chanting the holy names, hearing about Lord Krishna. In the association of devotees. So Krishna is gradually bringing him to this point. We can see that this is the sixth chapter Uddhava Gita has started. And in the first three chapters, 24 gurus were explained. Then the nature of fruitive activities. Then 11th chapter, the symptoms of conditionally liberated living entities were explained. Who are conditioned living entities and liberated entities. And in this chapter, Lord Krishna is telling what is beyond renunciation and knowledge. So the devotional service is beyond knowledge. Brahma bhuta prasannatma no shochati na kankshati samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Lord Krishna is telling that when somebody comes to that point, Brahma bhuta prasannatma, one who is situated on that platform, Brahman realized so. He starts seeing everyone equally. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. At the time one achieves the devotional service, transcendental devotional service. So therefore, coming to the path of devotional service, meeting a bona fide spiritual master, able to serve in the association of devotees, these are not ordinary activities. One should not think that these are any other activities, or they don't seem to give any results, or sometimes it may be seen that there's nothing productive is happening. But one should know that these are the great transcendental activities. Srila Prabhupada also, he told his disciples, those who were serving, he told that because you are serving Shishi Radha Krishna, you are on the liberated platform. You are liberated. Because you have achieved the service of Shishi Radha Krishna. That service is achieved only after liberation. So therefore, these activities should not be taken for granted. One should not think that these are ordinary activities. These activities may become ordinary if our consciousness is not proper. Therefore, the whole process is to fine-tune our consciousness, to see everything connected with the Lord. When we start seeing everything connected with the Lord, our vision becomes clear. When we start disconnecting, then we can see everything is unclear, hazy, all the distractions and problems and offenses. All these occur because we disconnect ourselves from the Supreme Lord. When we see that, oh, this devotee is such a nice devotee. He is doing such wonderful devotional service. So nicely he is doing. When we see in that way, then we are connected. But when we are disconnected, we think that, oh, why is he here? Why is doing this service? Why I am not doing this service? So, because of our faulty vision, we disconnect ourselves. And then we commit apradhas. And already we have hundreds of anarthas. And it justifies us to say something and offend something. Thinking that he is a like that kind of devotee. He is like that only. He will not change. But we have to change. We have to change ourselves first. Then one can see everything connected with the Lord. So therefore, this bewilderment of Uddhava should not be seen as a ordinary bewilderment. He had already achieved some higher level of understanding. But Krishna is making him an instrument so that this kind of great knowledge will be given. So therefore it is the whole attempt of this moment is to fine-tune our consciousness. To properly come to the right consciousness, Krishna consciousness. When we see in that way, then all the problems within our mind and within the society will be resolved. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.